At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Steve Berline joining us here. And Steve, my fondest memories of you, as I was just talking to James Lofton, and he was lamenting the fact that he dropped a pass or didn't complete the catch of a pass you made to him back in 1988. That's just remarkable to me that he still remembers that. And two, I remember your version of hazing when I was a rookie with the LA Raiders, and we were up in Oxnard. I'm in the class with Marinovich and Nolan Harrison and all those cats, and let's just say it was somewhat tame. You didn't do anything outrageous. You just had to chug a lug a pitcher of a certain liquid, and don't drop any of it. This is the quarterback putting us through this little ritual, and another little party we had to throw I won't mention. But do you recall those days up in Oxnard when you were putting us through that?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have absolutely no memory of any of that. But I do vaguely remember the pitcher chugging incident. And you blame me for that. I got put through that as a rookie,
right,
by the veterans when I came into the league, and I just happened to win the pitcher chugging contest, which that's a very unique talent, very secret talent that I have that I don't really like to broadcast about, but it's now out there. So, you know, if you ever need someone to chug a pitcher of beer, I can do it. So,
I broke the cardinal rule, right? Yes. What happens in Oxnard stays in Oxnard. But that was the tame stuff that happened. I mean, so I'm through. No more Oxnard stories.
I'm just happy that the liquid was beer, because I didn't know where you were going.
I exposed that too, didn't I? I should have kept that quiet. Yeah, but you know what? Hey, those are long. Those days are long gone. I would never do that these days.
That's
no way.
Different, Steve.
Totally different.
Do kids haze the same way these days, or is it those days are over?
They do it at all.
No, they're not allowed to, right?
I was lucky because, and Steve can speak to this, I went to a team that was a veteran team that had gone to the playoffs, and so they were great. I mean, you guys, you're still relatively young in your career, but that was a totally veteran squad there in 1991.
Oh yeah, I mean, back in those, there was no free agency back in those days. So you know, you came into a team as a rookie, and you just tried to fit in. You know, these rookies today come in and they expect, you know, this is not knocking the players of today, but it's just the way it is. You know, they come in and they expect to be treated, you know, like a veteran and respected already. Well, back in those days, you had earned your respect, and that's just the way the world was. And you know, in a lot of ways, I think it was better back then. But you know, heck, I'd rather be doing it today.
Yeah.
You know, making that money and having the benefits of being a player today is a lot different.
DeShone Kizer is a rookie quarterback, and he's going to start for the Cleveland Browns. He's a kid who's got a big personality. He seems like he's infectious with that personality. What do you think some of the things he's going to struggle with early on with that franchise are?
Well, I think what's going to be a challenge for DeShone, and I always thought that he was a guy that could play at this level. He's got the physical ability to do it. And I, for everything I hear, and I don't know him well, I spoke with him this past spring at the Notre Dame Blue Gold game, the spring game. I had a chance to talk with him for a few minutes, very engaging. The things that I've read, he's a student of the game. He really wants to put the time in and learn the game at the highest level, which is a huge factor, as you know. I mean, it's, you got to have that mentality of wanting to learn, eager to learn, not thinking you've got everything figured out. So I think those things work well for him. I do think he has a little bit of a naive side to him, though. And it can happen a lot with a young player coming in and you have success in the preseason. You think you can play at this level, and then all of a sudden the live bullets come, and it's a whole different animal. And so he's, unfortunately, I'm thinking he's going to experience a lot of down days before he can start experiencing the good times. And that's going to be the question. Can he fight through those? That's what the problem the Cleveland's had with all their quarterbacks, minus Johnny Manziel, who did it to himself. The other quarterbacks, you know, it's just really hard to fight through that many tough Sundays. And we don't have a lot of support around here, although I do think Hugh Jackson's doing a good job building a team around him through draft choices, through some of the moves they made. It's just going to be a difficult situation to be successful initially.
Please elaborate on that, because I've been talking about how it's so vanilla, it's so bland during the preseason. And you think, okay, I got this figured out. And then week one, it's a totally different ballgame. They're game planning for it, they're strategizing. And I've marveled at a guy like Mike Glennon, one, I think he commanded $15 million from Chicago when his record is upside down, wins and losses. And yet he struggled early on in the preseason, a guy who's been in the league and knows that this is just cover two, cover three, you know, and maybe a man coverage here and there. But that changes drastically once you start the regular season.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. And these young players, for every Russell Wilson or Dak Prescott there is that can come out and have that success in year one, there's a bunch of other ones that struggle and that don't figure it out. I mean, you go down the list year after year of the top quarterbacks that were drafted in the NFL, and you'd be shocked. You wouldn't, Brian, because you know, and anybody that studies football knows the fact that it's a 50-50 proposition, even for a first-round draft choice, to really make it in the NFL. So that's because of the mental side of it. It also has to do with the situation you're thrust into. But really it comes down to, I think, how mentally tough you are. If you're tough enough to fight through those days and you don't let your confidence waver, and you can find a lot of examples of guys where the confidence did waver. Look at the Carrs, for example, the Carr brothers. You know, you got David Carr and Derek Carr. Well, David Carr was put in a very difficult situation early in his career, was not able to fight through it, had a lot of things working against him. Derek Carr came in with a totally different mentality, was on a team that was struggling, but he came out and expected to be successful from the get-go, and now he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. The Raiders done a good job around him, but those are two extremes, you know, and you're going to always have those examples. Very, very difficult, you know, on a young player to come in and consistently play well, but you got to be able to fight through it. And the live bullets come starting next week. All these young quarterbacks are going to have their head spin, and there's no doubt it's a totally, totally different dynamic when you're out there against an NFL veteran defense with a lot on the line, with the real bullets on the line.
Gio and Jones with Steve Berline across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Is there something that you don't like about today's NFL that you'd like to see approached differently?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say there's something I don't like. I would say that, you know, some of the changes, it's a different game than the game we played. You know, the rules now, I think they're all, most of them are in the interest of player safety, but it's a different game, and the numbers are out of whack. You know, because of that, it's as you know, Brian, it's so much harder to play defense today because you can't do the things defensively that were commonplace back in the days we played. It was a lot harder to complete a pass back in the days that we were playing, and that's why the numbers are so out of whack, and everybody says the quarterbacks are playing at a much higher level. Well, it's an easier game, and that's the success is that the tight end numbers are so much better because the linebackers can't basically, you know, assault the tight end trying to get off the ball like they used to do when we played. And on the outside, the receivers they've got the free releases, and anytime the defensive back touches them, the flag goes up in the air. So it's the way the game is. It's still an unbelievable game. I love it, but it's very hard to compare it today to what it was back when we played. But I'm just very fortunate and very excited to still be a part of the game, you know, 15 years after I retired. So very, very, very excited about this season coming up as well.
What are your emotions about the Raiders now? Once again, leaving Oakland, second time this has happened to the fans there in Oakland, and you know how rabid a fan base they are. They are nuts. They are crazy. And no football team here in a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I played for the L.A. Raiders, obviously, the years we were there. And the thing that I know about the Raiders fan base, they're very resilient, too. And they'll be hurt, and they'll sulk for a little bit. But the true Raider fans, and there's a lot of them out there, they'll find a way to get to that ball game, no matter whether it's in Vegas or whether it's in Oakland or wherever it might be in the future. They love that team. They bleed the silver and black, and they'll be there. And I'm excited the Raiders are relevant again. I'm excited about the energy that Mark Davis as the owner and Reggie McKenzie as the general manager have pumped into that team. They've made a good history of decisions here in their very short history there, and they're doing things the right way. I think they're going to be great for a lot of years to come.
You got those hip picks for us yet or what?
Those hip – I haven't pulled up. That's off the record.
Oh, all right, fine. Well, we better stop this interview then because we want to check those out.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.